The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, Text Number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 2nd, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Kavayo Nitta Bhakting Paramaya Muda Vasudevi Bhagavati Kurbanti Atma Prasadani. Bhakting Atma Prasadani. Devotional service is Atma, means self, or mind also, even body. Atma means the body, this mind and the self also. So, Atma Prasadani means if you want to satisfy your mind, if you want to satisfy yourself, or even you want to satisfy your body, we are living in three stages: bodily concept of life, mental concept of life, and spiritual concept of life. Those who are grossly in ignorance, they are thinking in terms of bodily concept of life. Those who are little more advanced, they are thinking in terms of mental or psychological concept of life. And those who are still more advanced, they are thinking in terms of spiritual concept of life. The spiritual concept of life, as it is described before, Vadanti tat tatta vidas tatyam. Tatyam means truth. The truth is spirit, not this matter. Matter is truth subordinate to spirit. On the basis of spirit, the matter grows. Just like our body has grown on the basis of our spiritual existence. So, spiritual realization is the ultimate goal of our life. Jivasya tattva jignasa neha jastriha karma bhi. We have discussed these verses previously. This human form of life, jivasya, tattva jignasa. Jignasa about the truth, inquiry about the truth, that is the main business of the living entity. But lower than human being, animals, birds, bees, trees, aquatics, insects, they have no privilege to inquire about the absolute truth. It is in the human form of life one can inquire about the absolute truth, athata brahma jignasa. So, when one is actually inquisitive about the absolute truth, he realizes three transcendental subjects: Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti subject. So ultimately one has to reach to the platform of Bhagavan, Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudullabha. one who reaches to the point of understanding Vasudeva, he is the perfect Mahatma. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. According to Vedic description, Mahatma means one who has reached to the point of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who has reached, all of them are transcendentalists, Govinda, men of knowledge, but one who has reached to the point of understanding Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is called Mahatma. Mahatma is a very common word in India. Any saintly person is called a Mahatma. But according to Vedic description, a Mahatma is he who has reached to the point of understanding Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of God. In another place it is stated, Mahat Seva Dharam Ahut Vimukte Tamad Dharam Josithang Sangi Sangam. There are two ways. Our life, they are going in two ways. One way is liberation, and the other way is bondage. Just like you have seen the reel. The reel is rolling. One way it is rolling to roll the thread, and another it is giving way to the thread. So similarly, we can lead in two ways our life, either towards liberation or towards darkness of bondage. This is our human life. By gradual evolutionary process, we come to the human form of life. Now, we can move it two ways, either towards liberation or towards bondage. We do not know modern education. There is no such information what is called bondage and what is called liberation. Andha jatha andhai rupaniyamana nati vidu sartha gatengi Vishnu. They do not know. There is no such education that students may understand what is Vishnu, what is God, what he is, what is his relationship with God, Vishnu. These things are unknown to the modern educationist. The Shastra therefore says, Andha jatha andhai rupaniyamana stepi satantra urudhamni vadhya. Urudhamni vadhya. Uru means very strong. Dhamni means rope. Just like if your hands and legs are tied very strongly, it is very difficult for you to move. Similarly, by the laws of nature, every living entity is bound up very strongly. Ishatantra, by the laws of the Supreme Lord, we are bound up. We cannot deviate, we cannot violate the laws of nature. Everyone can experience little violation, little deviation from the laws of nature, we accept some suffering. That is our daily experience. Suppose we are eating But if we eat little more, then we can digest. The laws of nature is that you can eat as much as you can digest. But if you eat more than you can digest, immediately by the laws of nature, you suffer from indigestion. You cannot violate. Devidhyesha gunamayi mama maya durattaya. Nobody can violate the laws of nature. We have discussed how to get out of the laws of nature. Mukta sangha sajayate. Mukta sangha means one who has become freed from the three modes of material nature. After being freed from the laws of material nature, or by the three modes of material nature, then we can talk of Vasudeva Bhakti. But one can become free from this bondage of material nature simply by devotional service to Vasudeva. That is being stressed in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnananca Jad Ahitakam. If we simply learn how to render devotional service to Vasudeva, Krishna, Krishna consciousness, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajita, this is actually translated into English as Krishna consciousness. Everything for Krishna. So, that Krishna consciousness, if we take to Krishna consciousness, then janati asu vairagyam. Asu, very soon, one becomes detached from this material bondage. Janayati asu vairagyam jnananca. And jnana, knowledge, real knowledge. And the material knowledge, that is the cause of bondage. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, anitya samsare moha janmaiya. Jara vidya sa mayar vaibhav. Material knowledge, advancement of material knowledge means more and more bondage. And advancement of spiritual knowledge means more and more liberation. But our problem is how to liberate ourselves from this material bondage. We are bound up, just like I am spirit soul, you are spirit soul, but we are put into this material bondage. Because we are in material bondage, therefore we have no freedom. People do not understand this. Just like spirit soul is described as sarvaga. Sarvaga means the spirit soul can go anywhere he likes. But due to this material bondage, because we have this material body, we are checked. Even we cannot go to the other planet. But we have got instances, just like Narad Muni. Narad Muni is traveling all over the universes, not only within the material world, but in the spiritual world. Because he has got spiritual body. There is no material bondage. These are very subtle matter, but one can realize if he meditates upon it. The yogis, they can, because they become, by yogic process, they become a little free from this material body. Therefore, they can transfer from one place to another very quickly. Even those yogis who are on this material platform, on this planet, they travel very quickly. There are many yogis still in India who take bath in four places daily in the early in the morning. They take bath in Jagannath Puri, in Rameswaram, in Haridwar. In this way, four places they take bath. There are some books about the yogis. These things are written there. And actually, we met some yogis and they said how quickly they can go from one place to another. That we can understand from our experience, just like the mind. Mind is so swift that in a second the mind can reach thousands of miles away. The spirit soul is still more subtle, and the speed of spirit soul is very, very great. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Takta deham punar janma naiti mameti kauntya. Takta deham. Just after giving up this body, he immediately comes to me in the spiritual world. These are the Vedic statements. You can try to understand. Takta deham punar janma naiti. We accept another body immediately after death. It is said, just like go forward, when the first step you find it is secure, you take up the second step. Similarly, as soon as the next body is arranged by superior arrangement, we give up this body and enter into another gross body. Immediately you are transferred to a mother's womb for manufacturing another gross body. This is the law. So here Krishna says, Takta dehaṁ punar janma naiti. He, the living entity, does not enter into another gross body, then where does he go? So Krishna says, Mameti, he comes to me. Now just imagine what is the speed of spirit soul. Just after leaving this body, after death, he immediately goes to Goloka Vrindavan, or at least where Krishna is there. Mameti. Krishna's Nitya Lila. That has been described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Krishna's Nitya Lila is going on. Krishna is present in a Bhauma Lila, in one of the universes, and every time the Lord Chaitanya has given this example as the movement of the sun. The sun is moving, and the 24 hours into 60 minutes into 60 seconds, all these time changes are there every time. Just like our sunrise was, say, at 6:30 or 6. This 6:30 passed here, but somewhere else it is now 6:30. Again, when it will pass 6:30 there, in somewhere else there will be 6:30. Similarly, Krishna is passing from one universe to another. And when he is visible in this universe, we find Krishna's appearance. So, Srila Sanatana Goswami has informed us that those who are competent, those who have become competent to associate with Krishna, as Krishna said, Takta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māmeti. This māmeti, that spirit soul goes to Krishna, first of all, within some universe, where Krishna is having his pastimes, homo-lila. He goes there. Then, just like when a person is trained up as an apprentice, then he is given the post. Just like a magistrate after passing the examination, ICS examination, he is trained up under some magistrate and then he is given the post. Similarly, a living entity, when is actually eligible by Krishna consciousness, by development of Krishna consciousness, then immediately after giving up this body, he is transferred to that universe where Krishna is there, Bhauma-lila. And after he is being trained up thoroughly, then he is transferred to the original Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan. These boys may be giving some prasadam. These boys who have come. Come here, boys. Ask them. Come here. One in hand, why? Give them one in hand. So, my point is, how swift is the spirit soul? That either he goes to one of the universes, one of the universes means there are millions and trillions of universes, that we do not know. We have got information of this universe, materially, but from Vedic literature, we get information there are millions and trillions of universes like this. We can see only one universe. We get this information from Brahma Sangita, Jasya Prabha Prabhavatu Jagadanda Koti. This very word is used. Jagadanda means one universe. And koti, koti means millions. So there are unlimited number of universes also. And in each universe, kotishu vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam. In each universe there are millions and trillions of planets, each different from one another. This is the creation. So just imagine, what is God's creation? How He attains every universe continually? His lila is going on. As soon as in one universe, the Krishna's birth appearance is finished, immediately in another universe His birth takes place. This is called Nitya Lila. Exactly like the same example. As soon as 6:30, morning finished here in India, immediately the 6:30 of the sunrise in some other place, 6:30 another place, and the 6:30 is going on. It is very easy to understand. The 6:30 or 7:30 or 8, 9, whatever you take, that is going on. That is called Nitya-lila. Krishna's lila is going on. So just imagine how many universes are there. The spirit, soul, has got immense power. That is only fragment of Krishna, part and parcel. Now, just you can imagine what is the power of Krishna. It's a small fragmental portion of Krishna, mamaivaamsa jiva bhuta, the living entity. He has got so much potencies. And what potency Krishna has got, who is full spiritual potency. So, actually, if we want to be happy as part and parcel of Krishna, we must join Him. That is our value. This example I have given several times, that a small screw of a machine has got immense value when it is attached with the machine. The same small screw, when it is detached from the machine, it is nowhere, not even a farthing. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna, Vasudev. Our value is in full when we join Krishna, when we dovetail our activities in Krishna consciousness, then it is valuable. Otherwise, the so-called progress is simply illusion. There is no progress. It is simply illusion. Ato mai kamayo nittang bhakti paramayami. Therefore, if we actually want happiness, pleasure, then we must dovetail our activities, devotional service, with Krishna, Vasudeva. Vasudeva bhagavati kurvanti Atma Prasada. It is for your interest. It is not for Krishna's interest. Krishna can create millions of living entities like you. He doesn't require your service. He is complete. But if you want your satisfaction, then Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhaktim Kurvanti Ahuiti. Then you have to dovetail yourself in devotion and service to Krishna. That is intelligence. Otherwise, foolish ignorance, illusion. Thank you very much.